we get things underway by welcoming a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer to the program.
I was born by the river, raised by the sea, baptized in muddy water to drown the devil in me.
He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Deep Purple. Was the front man of Whitesnake for many, many years, and now back once again with Whitesnake. And they have released today a brand new album. It's the third part of a trilogy of remaking some of their great music through the years. It's called the Blues Album. We are pleased to be joined on Downtown by David Coverdale.
Is that Dr. Kimball, Dr. Richard Kimball?
My wife is fine, David.
Oh, hi, Rich. Good morning.
Good morning. So nice to talk with you, and thanks for joining us to talk about this great new album that it really marks a return to your roots in a whole lot of ways.
Well, it's a taster album, a taste of things to come, show people what we've been up to. It's the final piece of the trilogy, the Blues Album, and it features a lot of the big Whitesnake epics, which we're known for. It's blues rock, you know, as opposed to traditional blues. It's very much part of the identity of Whitesnake, a major part. There has to be some expression in it for me to have any sense. I think the only comparison with Whitesnake and heavy metal is that we're really loud, you know. But all the themes are emotional and physical and search for direction songs. And this is, I think, from 7 albums, Rich. I'm thrilled with how it's turned out, thrilled with it. And by the response, we released a new video this morning, release day, on our social media. And the response before I started making this radio tour was insanely positive. So, God willing, they're as happy as I am. I'm so ready to sleep now. I've been working on this for years.
What was it about your youth growing up at Saltburn by the Sea that attracted you to people like Muddy Waters and B.B. King and Howlin' Wolf?
Well, it started with my beloved aunt, God rest her soul, when she was a teenager spending her pocket money on singles. And I was 6 years old listening to Elvis Presley, Baby Let's Play House, Jailhouse Rock, Chuck Berry, and these. This music seemed to connect with me significantly more than what was being performed in popular music at that time in England. Then, by happenstance, a teacher got sick. I was 11 years old. The only teacher who had a free period to come in brought the school record player in. He said, "Look, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just going to play you some music that I like." And proceeded to play Lead Belly and Sidney Bechet. And for whatever reason, it just really connected with me. And then after the class, I spoke with him, and he started kind of mentoring me and introducing me to stuff, blues, mostly country blues. And that led me to Chess Records, you know. And Chess Records led me to, you know, Muddy Waters and Buddy Guy, Willie Dixon. That led me to Stax Vault with Otis Redding. Mm. Yeah, all of these amazing music, and ultimately to Berry Gordy's Tamla Motown in the 60s. So African-American music has been absolutely immensely inspiring to me as a musician and as a singer.
We're talking with David Coverdale here on Downtown, the Blues Album from Whitesnake out today. Years ago, I was taking vocal lessons from this German singing teacher, and she said, "You Americans, you breathe wrong. You don't understand how to sing properly." And you figured that out early, because all along, one of the reasons your voice has such power is because you use that diaphragm. You sing with your stomach.
Yeah. Well, trying to recreate, I think when we start to you emulate people that we admire, there's two things. One, a lot of these artists that inspired me had huge, big vocals. And the other thing is that some of the distortion you hear on those old blues or soul records was the the diaphragm of the microphone wasn't strong enough to capture the full dynamic. So it added to this grittiness of the voice, got a little bit more distortion as it was recorded. But I had no idea of this, so I would try to emulate this, you know, at 14, 15 years old, try to emulate Otis Redding or Ray Charles. And the more I projected, the grittier my voice became. And then, of course, I found whiskey and cigarettes. You know, that contributed, for sure. Lifestyle, yes.
You've said you're not a studio guy. Are you, like everybody else, waiting for the day when you can get back out there and perform live again?
Oh, God, yeah. Well, you know, I'm 69 now. I thought that was the perfect time for the singer of Whitesnake to retire. So 2020 and 21, with David Coverdale of 69, how appropriate, what perfect headlines. I'd already designed the T-shirt. but it's huge. I'm coming up to a 50-year career, Rich. So for me not to be able to get out there to do an appreciation and gratitude tour is heartbreaking. You know, but as I say, I pray, I meditate every day, and I hope we can all come together, and not only as a nation, but as an international community, work together, and beat this thing. Because as a team, I think nothing's impossible if you work as a team, and then we can and get back. I hope it's going to be the songs that I write, which are really physically intimidating. And it's not so much the performance that tires me, it's the traveling. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I could travel any better than we do. But that's what's fatiguing and as you get older, for me anyway.
Well, the album is great. So many of the songs are so wonderful in this new setting. I really love your version of Too Many Tears. And it was great to hear something from your solo album, Into the Light, a great new version of the River Song.
Well, that's my tribute to Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix is very much part of my muse. He just had it all for me. It was a huge inspiration to me. Actually, another huge inspiration that I rarely speak of is the Allman Brothers' first album. You know, that was the blueprint of what I put Whitesnake together, you know, with a slide guitar player and, like Dwayne, God rest his soul, and Dickie Bett style and organ, you know. So I've always been drawn to that aspect of the blues. This is, I think a lot of people are welcoming this because Whitesnake's not just a rock band, you know. We're one of the few rock bands who can deliver a beautiful love song. Is This Love's one of our biggest songs in the world, you know? And what I've done with these three albums, I've taken the very well-known members of the Whitesnake family to introduce lesser-known but still really good relatives, distant cousins, you know, with love songs we've written. Because a lot of the last 10 years of my career, I've worked with European independent record companies, and they didn't have an imprint in the States. So a lot of these songs are going to be very new to people.
Well, great to have you with us, David. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy those last 7 months of being 69.
I know. God bless you, sir. We are what we eat. Stay safe. God bless.